Welcome to CISO Q&A, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, the industry's most accurate, timely, comprehensive, and operational cyber risk intelligence. Learn more at blackkite.com. A special report from Moody's Investor Service features the results of a 2023 90-question survey of more than 1,700 respondents that gauges cybersecurity practices among global debt issuers. Our guest expert is Adam Cowan, Global CISO at Eastman, a Fortune 500 company based in Kingsport, Tennessee. Adam, you brought this survey to our attention. Give us the 30,000-foot view on why it's important.
As a participant in this survey, we've always engaged with Moody's Investor Service in one way or another. Moody's is one of the major credit rating agencies for companies and governments across the globe. These type of ratings are used by investors to make informed decisions on where they're going to allocate their capital. The Moody's customers are important because they represent a wide range of investors, governments, and even financial institutions across the globe. Considering the importance of cybersecurity risk in their calculations, they recently conducted this survey with over 1,700 respondents where we participated.
Adam, I want to ask you about the emergence of cybersecurity practices that we're seeing, a couple in particular. One would be insider threat programs. The other would be more advanced cybersecurity practices, such as purple team engagements. The respondents are indicating that there's much more of this. And in the case of the insider threat programs, it's widespread. What's your perspective?
The survey was telling us that basic blocking and tackling the companies are just running after. And that's a good thing. I'm very happy to hear that because cybersecurity professionals across the board have said for years, we've got to get our basic blocking and tackling down. But the variation in adopting practices like purple team engagements has been largely due to scope and budgets. So for instance, large companies may have the ability and the budget to have purple team engagements, but these smaller companies, they may not even have the security operations center participants to engage with those purple teams. So it's always going to be a scope discussion when it comes to how wide some companies are moving when it comes to cybersecurity layers. Additionally, there are so many compliance and regulatory requirements that these fundamental areas are getting embedded in these requirements. So when you have database encryption or you have fundamental transfer of data has to be encrypted, those type of things will continue to be put in these frameworks and in these best practices. And as the regulatory groups adopt them, everyone has to have at the minimum those areas.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Black Kite knows how complex it can be managing your cyber ecosystem risk. You're forced to either use a manual process or rely on old-school ratings or scorecards. Neither option gives you a full picture of risk, and both force you to make decisions with blindsides, and this uncertainty causes increased stress. Black Kite illuminates risk in your cyber ecosystem. Our deep insights help you ease the tension caused by the unknown in your cyber ecosystem. We do this by giving you more than a risk score. We've created an automated system that provides real-time and accurate risk intelligence. Our data is accurate, reliable, detailed, and operationalized, so you can make informed risk decisions across your ever-changing cyber ecosystem. To learn more, visit blackkite.com.
And now, back to the podcast.
So how big of an issue is the insider threat, Adam? And I'm not talking about your company. I'm talking about organizations generally. It wouldn't just be employees. It would also be contractors, anybody who's inside of an organization with credentials.
That's a great question because people across the globe, I'm happy to say, and I'm a positive guy, I'm happy to say people across the globe are doing the right thing and making great decisions and generally following policies laid out by their companies. The biggest issue around insider threat is often unwitting activity where someone is putting an item on a USB drive and they didn't realize that it was against company policy, or they're under the pressure of a leader and they they blatantly disregard company policy because that leader says, I need X, Y, or Z to happen. So when people focus in on insider threat, most of the time it's good people just trying to get their job done. The smaller version of that is actual areas like espionage. Those are much less likely to happen, but the issue is when they do happen, the impact is enormous.
CISO Q&A is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, an award-winning cyber risk intelligence platform. Black Kite is disrupting traditional third-party risk management practices worldwide, automating the process of providing real-time and accurate risk intelligence so you can improve business resilience. Learn more at blackkite.com.